Hi everybody, I'm Colette Osborne from Solinas United. I'm here joined today by Chris Guy from RLK Solicitors, Legal 500 no less. We're talking about family law today. I mean, we talk a lot about our salons, but we don't ever think about the pressure that places on our home lives. Even our clients. One thing is clear, we are the first to hear when a client's getting divorced. In fact, I was telling Chris a story earlier where we actually had a situation in our salon, I'm sure you've all had this. We had the wife having her hair done. Luckily, she was under a climazone, so her vision was blocked. Mistress walks in to have her hair done. And they both knew about each other. We just like literally had to shuffle her across and we pulled the gown up so she couldn't see. But anyway, so we all know that these things happen. So this is a way for us to add value back to our clients as well. So we don't walk down the aisle or get married thinking we're going to, you know, separate from our partners. And not just partners from a legal point of view, wedding, Chris, but also partners in life. So one of the things that we thought would be really helpful to our SOU members and for our industry is to actually say, look, we understand the pressures you're under. We've got an amazing law firm here that deal with all this. They've helped me out in cases. You know you did, Chris. I rang you over a weekend. It was nothing to do with me. It's to do with one of my children who was in a difficult relationship. And RLK just literally sprung into action. And it was amazing. It helped me to deal with my child who was in that situation because the alternative I couldn't do. But anyway, so Chris, talk to me about, you know, because obviously you deal with huge amounts of salon owners and thousands of them actually, and I know some of them have come to you with their family law issues. So tell us what you can help us with.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything family really, from prenups to divorce to children matters, financial matters. Please don't hesitate to get in touch. At RLK, we're a corporate law firm. We only act for corporate clients, for businesses like you guys. But what we realized shortly into trading many decades ago was that a lot of our SME clients is that it's such a stressful, no matter what industry you're in, when you run your own business, it's so stressful. And it's one in two now, I think, the statistics. So it's so common that we needed to help our clients where not only was the business failing because of the divorce, but there was the divorce as well. So we're here for you. It's such a sensitive subject. I'm a commercial litigator. I have my the family law department as a separate department, and they're amazing people.
Oh, they're so good. They're so sharp.
Amazing people. You know, they're clever lawyers, but they're also like counsellors as well. They're so well done.
They come across as really genuine. Do you know
they are
much like yourself,
but trust me, when they're on the phone to the lawyer on the other side,
they're not like that.
Bulldogs, so they really fight the old man.
Yeah, but coming back to this, because obviously look, it does impact the business, like you just said. You know, it's hard being a salon owner or any business owner because you work 24/7. You know, let's be honest, you know, you're always available. You have to always be available. And that can put a lot of strain on relationships. And not just that, your business can get wrapped up into it because that's part of your assets, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's where it can get a bit tricky, especially if you're working with that person in the business. I know people who've got divorced in our sector and they still work together. They work together very successfully, but I also know ones that don't.
Yeah.
So can you help with stuff like that as well?
Cause absolutely.
You do so many things, you know, you do so many things in our sector.
We've even had the dispute over the dog. You know, you'll have a divorce. The divorce goes really straightforward. Finances, no problem. But who's having the dog? there's all sorts of things to it.
Yeah, and it's a difficult time, isn't it? And it's just, you know, when you're in that time in your life where, you know, you talk to your friends and you talk to your girlfriends or pals or whoever, you know, and you don't really want to go out there and you can't talk to your team. And they sense the animosity in the salon, the atmosphere, and then it starts to affect the business. And
yeah, you can't see the wood for the trees. You're making decisions that you wouldn't normally, if you were in the right headspace, you wouldn't be making those. But it's through no fault of your own. Yeah, it's awful.
But it's amazing that you've got people you can talk to.
They're there, absolutely. They're such a friendly bunch, and they're very flexible about when they can speak and things like that, because we appreciate in certain situations, you won't be able to speak at certain hours, because if it's if there's domestic violence or whatever involved, you've got to be really discreet and subtle about it. So they're all trained and available in that regard.
And when your client tells you as well that, you know, they're this is happening to them, because they do, then are you okay for us to give our clients your details?
Absolutely.
Been a nice way of helping our clients and showing them we care about them as well.
Yeah, I'm grateful to my clients that have passed on details of people going into a divorce, because it's like anything really, legally wise. If you can get into, if you're prepared and you've got your first foot forward before the opponent, you're probably in a better position throughout the proceedings, really. It's a great relationship that you have with your clients. And
so I think what we ought to do is get some little cards done, and we can, you know, our sons can have them, or they just have give them some details. I think that's really nice for clients as well, because like I say, it adds value to the service, you know. But also, it's not just about marriage and divorce, is it, Chris? This can happen in relationships where people aren't actually married.
Yeah, where they're not married, that there's property involved, there's children involved. Yeah, it's the modern world now. It's really complex, and lots of different things can change. It's not always an assumption that it's 50-50. So absolutely, get legal advice and get it quick as well, because
and it is really hard, because one of my team at the moment, she's been going through an incredibly bad situation. I can't give the detail, and you know, she's now in the process of having to sell the family home. It's a lot of pressure on her. Pressure on her. These things do happen, unfortunately. But the good news is, look, SOU isn't just here to help you with your business resources. It's here to actually help you as a person. Because, you know, if we're all better equipped in life and we all feel happy and safe in life, and that's one of the biggest things with hairdressers, we need to feel safe. You know, that if we can feel that, then we have a much better day. And when we have a much better day, we earn more money, because that vibe actually translates to our clients. So I think it's brilliant that we've got this option in place, Chris. So people can get in touch by, you can raise a ticket on SOU, members can, or you can just go on to the screen and raise support. Chris has really kindly, thank you, Chris, written us some guidelines on family law, just where you need to go, and some pointers, just to help you, really. Or you can email Lucy at rlksolicitors.com. But anything you need, hopefully you'll never need it. I have to say that. But if you do, it's in your back pocket. And if that's your sister, your friend, your client, whoever needs it, you know that you've got a network of people here that can help you. So, you know, and that's the key thing, isn't it? Getting rid of, whatever the issue is. So thank you very much for your time. We'll do some more on this. Look out for the Family Law Guide. You can find it in Resources Legal. Also, you can go to RLK's website and look at all their stuff. And there's a link in SOU as well. But anything you need here, have it in your back pocket, have it on reception. Just give it to them, and let's show them that, you know, we care about them. So thank you so much, Chris. I really do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.